Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, Tony Khan says Mox won't be at Wrestle Kingdom. We say goodbye to Pat Patterson, and we preview tonight's Wednesday Night War. But first, is WCW coming back in 2021? Larson, what's in the news? This is great. I can't wait.
All right.
Before Goldberg, DDP. Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan.
Extinguish your mind of the thoughts, Steve.
Woo! Sting, Ric Flair.
So yesterday, a Twitter account popped up for World Championship Wrestling, claiming the following, quote, "We are WCW. We are rebooting the once popular wrestling promotion from the 90s. Our first event will take place in Lake Mary, Florida on October 10th, 2021, and all tapings, live events, and shows will take place via Sky Storm Inc."
Yes, yes.
And another tweet. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, this is my favorite back in
Yet
the day.
And another WCW. Tweet. They claim, quote, we will bring back old and new faces in the 2021 reboot and currently searching for independent wrestlers to join us full time on our roster. Our email address is a Gmail one. They get more on that later.
Everybody uses Gmail. It's not a big deal. That's good.
Yeah. If you want to be a part of the new WCW, of course, this announcement was met with some skepticism and some backlash across the wrestling internet because WWE totally owns the name WCW and much of its associated IP, yet the owner / CEO of this new WCW, Alexander Fox, issued the following statement, tried to claim that this is actually a real thing.
Yeah, I'll read this statement. Yeah, I'm not sure I like your tone here, throwing cold water. Here, this is what he said.
"Earlier this morning, an announcement was made on our Twitter account that we were bringing back the once popular wrestling promotion on October 10, 2021 via Skystorm Productions. Unfortunately, the reception was met with a lot of mixed to negative reception online, as many people believe that we did not have any rights to the original WCW and thought this was a hoax, which led to our original tweet being criticized. We want to ensure fans of the upcoming WCW reboot that we do, in fact, have rights to the original property. However, WWE told us that we can have only 50% of the original WCW, meaning that we can have the rights to some of the logos, pay-per-views, merchandise, and character names. This afternoon, we contacted Skystorm Productions via Gmail.
Via Gmail.
In regards to having future tapings and events at Lake Mary, Florida for the next year. In the future, we'll be discussing this over with them later this week over the phone. Not over Gmail, over the phone. It continues, 2021 will be a great year for wrestling fans and want to let you all know that we do want to make the upcoming reboot special. Our first pay-per-view event, Greed, will be live on YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch on October 20th, 2021, and once we have communicated with Skystorm Productions, then we'll be using their location to have future shows and events. Thank you, and have a great evening. Alexander Fox.
So, WrestleZone reached out to Skystorm Productions.
Good.
Production company mentioned.
So it's been confirmed. Good.
And Skystorm Productions denies that they have struck up any sort of deal with this WCW outfit. This is what they had to say to WrestleZone. Quote, "We have not made any arrangements, partnerships, or agreements with WCW. We received email inquiry for production services on 12/1. That was yesterday, same day as the tweet. early this morning have responded, but no discussion has been made as of yet. The posting on Facebook and Twitter was done without our knowledge or consent.
Oh, well, I don't know what's happening.
I know what's happening. Someone's trying to have a laugh. Someone's trying to have a laugh. That's what's happening, Steve.
This is pretty great, though.
It's pretty funny. It is pretty funny.
It's like 1,500 people followed the Twitter account, including the Going In Raw account, simply because I want to keep appraised. I want to see how far they're going to take
this. Yeah, you want to keep tabs on this. And here, I really find funny, they don't go with the classic WCW logo. They go with the god-awful one.
Yeah,
they use at the end of
the spider
WCW
logo. I know
maybe that's
terrible.
The one that WWF actually or WWE is like, no, we don't want that one. We'll take
fine. We'll sell this one to you for $15. I know this was good for a laugh, but yeah, it's fun. Immediately, everybody's like, "What? What? How is this even possible?"
It's not possible.
It's not possible at all.
Unless Alexander Fox is a alias for I don't know Triple H or something, and they're relaunching WCW as you know, like the NXT's NXT.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of when I first saw this was like I saw this trending WCW 2021. I was like, oh, cool. WWE's going to bring it back as like a special or something like that. No, clearly not.
No.
Anyways,
someone's trying to have a laugh.
Somebody who's not having a laugh or a match at Wrestle Kingdom. Mox. This was kind of interesting. So the United States Championship over there in New Japan, of course, right now is held by one John Moxley. And Tony Khan, his boss at AEW, held a press conference yesterday in advance of tonight's AEW Winter Wonder Slam. And he mentioned that the current IWGP United States Champion and AEW champ, of course, John Moxley, won't be in New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 15 in early 2021. Meanwhile, Mox's next challenger for the U.S. title, Kenta, tweeted out this morning, "What's going to happen on Wednesday?" Whoa. Is Kenta going to show up tonight during Winter Wonder Slam? They're teasing
I'm not going to say 100% yes. Here's the thing. So it was a couple weeks ago that Tony Khan mentioned something that was going to alter the landscape of pro wrestling.
The entire landscape of professional wrestling.
You know, Pac returning is cool.
Yeah.
And then you try to say, well, him returning, maybe this is speculation. I have no sources.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here in my bedroom. We do
You're
the
just
show.
Some
talk
guy.
Wrestling.
You're just some guy.
I'm just a dude who happens to talk about pro wrestling. I don't
trying
know
to keep
anything.
Warm.
I don't. Yes, it's cold in my house. I don't know anything.
You don't know anything.
I mean, maybe a couple weeks ago, Kenta was supposed to show up initially. Something happened that precluded him from being there. Maybe he'll be there tonight. Maybe at Beach Break, we're gonna get Kenta versus Mox for that U.S. title.
When is Beach Break?
They haven't announced it. I think just sometime in January.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's entirely possible. I mean, January is like January. That's coming up really. That's just over a month away, January 4th and 5th for Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah. Maybe they'll do, hey, how about this? Maybe they'll do live from Daly's Place during Wrestle Kingdom. Maybe really early in the morning, or they'll pre-tape it, run it during Wrestle Kingdom. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting that Tony Khan would say this. You mentioned off camera. Well, yeah, but it's wrestling. He's a wrestling promoter. I mean, maybe it could just be full of BS.
If that's
the
case, like Tony Khan's really pretty good about being transparent. You know?
Yeah, right.
So if he wanted to retain the element of surprise or something, push.
Yeah, right.
You know, give an on answer.
Yeah.
But to flat out deny that Mox was going to be a WrestleKingdom based on what Tony Khan has said thus far, I have no reason to believe that Mox is going to show up at WrestleKingdom.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, this is a little bit different because he's not saying this. This was a press conference or a press call. He's not saying this. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around this one. I don't know. So I'm just going along for the ride.
I mean, it's entirely possible that Kenta is not going to show up in AEW ever, that they have something else. AEW has something else in the cards. You got to guess at some point, though. Mox has got to unload that U.S. title.
Yeah.
Kenta. I mean, he's got the briefcase for
it. Kenta. He's got the briefcase.
Kenta lives in the States. I mean, so in terms of the logistics, it's totally and easily possible.
Yeah.
It's just getting the green light from New Japan to actually do some sort of program between Mox and Kenta. And if Mox is indeed losing that AEW championship tonight to Kenny Omega, it frees him up to get a program with Kenta.
Yeah. Yeah.
All eyes are going to be on Winter Wonder Slam tonight, though. I guess we can do live reactions to it. I'll be in and out because I have Alabama till Lacey and I'll come back to like 6:30. So if we can get Enforcer on, at least there'll be two people reacting and I can sort of flutter in and out.
Okay.
But yeah, we could do that tonight and then we'll do that on YouTube and then we'll do our live reactions on Twitch right afterwards. Our recap on Twitch right afterwards. This is really sad, man. I woke up to some really sad news. WWE announced today that Pat Patterson, I mean, among many, many, many things in wrestling, he was the first Intercontinental Champion. He won that in a huge tournament, a completely legitimate tournament that actually happened, I believe, in Rio de Janeiro. Is that right? Was it Rio? Where was it?
I mean, it was, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no hemming and hawing. That was a pretty big deal. And then, I mean, God, if there was only footage of that. And then, of course, he created the Royal Rumble. But, I mean, dude, this guy's fingerprints are all over modern wrestling. I mean, he mentored so many
Rock,
wrestlers.
The Rock mentioned or had tweeted out something or released something on social media about Pat's passing and credited Pat with getting him essentially his job in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens had a really touching video.
Mm-hmm.
Several people spoke about, his karaoke skills.
Mm-hmm.
He was apparently a really seemingly a good dude.
My dad saw him live at Memorial Auditorium back in the 70s.
Yeah, he was a fixture in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for a number
on the West
of years.
Coast. Yeah, sure.
And you know, I think another thing that he's kind of credited with is being really good at booking finishes. That's one constant thing.
Yeah,
very creative, very innovative, a trailblazer in the industry by all indications. And based on the outpouring of love and support for Pat Patterson, it seems like he influenced and touched a lot of people's lives. So
one of the coolest things that we got to see during our tour of the WWE archives when the 2K people brought us out was all the little address books that he would use as booking little book sheets. Mm-hmm. So he'd like write all the like match finishes and stuff and that, and there was like a little box or a little bag of those things just sitting there at the archives. And it was like, hey, here's that. And I was like, wow, that's
like just to look through one of those, man.
I know. I didn't want to put my hands in that. It'll like dissolve in my hands. That needs to be preserved somehow.
I know. That should be a museum.
Just lift one. Exactly. Oh man. So yeah, man, rest in peace, Pat Patterson. What a sad day. Wednesday Night War tonight, AEW, of course, we mentioned Winter Wonder Slam. We've got the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. Oh, that's going to be my main event. Ricky Starks and Powerhouse. Hobbs versus Cody and Darby Allin. We've got Jericho versus Frankie Kazarian. Britt Baker is going to be taking on Layla Hirsch in what I believe is her Dynamite debut. And then we've got, was Layla Hirsch? She's been on Dark so far, right? She's been on Dynamite? Before. Who's she fighting on Dynamite?
I don't remember, but I recall she's been on Dynamite before.
Yeah. I forget. Anyways. And then we got Mox versus Omega, of course, the biggest main event in Dynamite history.
Yeah, at Winter Wonder Slam.
Mm-hmm.
NXT preview, there's only one thing announced thus far as of like, I don't know, noonish Pacific time today, Wednesday. Shotzi Blackheart versus Raquel Gonzalez, a ladder match. Tournament War Games advantage. I kind of feel like Raquel's going to pick up the win here because Shotzi team, I kind of feel like it's going to win the actual War Games match. So
yeah, you're probably right about that. I kind of wish that this is Dakota Kai instead, just given that, I mean, it's a ladder match. Raquel Gonzalez is terrific. I don't know, maybe she'll completely surprise me. It's like watching Kevin Nash in a ladder match. I don't really want to watch that. You know, give me somebody who been around a little bit longer, maybe a little shorter. I don't want to see anybody's knees explode. Well, anyways, that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll see you tonight during Winter Wonder Slam live reactions. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.